哈利路亚，奉主耶稣圣灵正道。
哈利路亚 ，In the name of Jesus, I speak。
靠着圣灵的帮助
，Relying on the help of the Holy Spirit。
我们继续来分享学习但以理书第五章的信息。
We shall continue to share the message in Daniel chapter 5。
这一章呢，是巴比伦帝国的灭亡。
This chapter talks about the destruction of the Babylonian Empire.
那传道给这一章的题目叫做《巴比伦帝国的最后一夜》。
I give the theme of this chapter as the last night of the Babylonian Empire.
每一个人都会面临人生的最后一夜。
Every one of us will meet with our last night.
但是每个人都不知道他的最后一夜是何年何月。
But we do not know exactly which date.Will be our last night.
有些人的最后一夜呢，来得很突然，来得很快。
Some people, their last night will be very sudden. It came too suddenly.
有些人的最后一夜呢，迟迟都不来。
Others seem to linger on without coming.
这些人呢，这些病人呢，只能够很吃力的。很痛苦的在病床上挣扎，跟死神在挣扎。
These patients, these very sick and terminally ill patients, can only struggle within themselves in their last moments of their life.
有些人是欢喜快乐的等待最后一夜的到来。
There are others who await joyfully the last night of their life.
因为他们心中存着盼望，要去得奖赏，得荣耀。
In their hearts, they have this hope and glorious wait for the kingdom of heaven.
那有更多的人。是恐惧战惊的等候这最后一夜的到。
There are even more who would await this last night with fear and trembling.
我们曾经分享过主耶稣的最后一夜。
We have shared the last night of our Lord Jesus.
还记得吗？那一夜是一个怎样的一夜呢
？Do you still remember what kind of night was that?
主耶稣的最后一夜。同时也是犹大信仰的最后一夜。
The last night of our Lord Jesus was also the last night of the faith of Judas Iscariot.
在这最后的一夜当中，他的信仰彻底的完了。
On this last night of Judas, his faith was completely dashed.
在这最后一夜，他的灵魂生命也彻底的完了。
On this last night, his life was also, his life of faith was also completely gone.
我们看到主耶稣的最后一夜，同时却是犹大的最后彻底的最后一夜。
We can see that the last night of our Lord Jesus was also the last night of Judas.
今天我们从但以理书第五章来看见巴比伦帝国的最后一夜。
This evening, we shall take a look at the last night of the Babylonian Empire.
我们先以加拉太书六章七节作为我们学习的开始。
Let us take Galatians chapter 6 verse 7 as a teaching for us tonight.
也作为此篇学习的结论。
It is also the conclusion of the study.
我们看加拉太书的第六章。
Return to Galatians chapter 6.
我们读第七节。
Verse 7.
不要自欺，神是轻慢不得的。请翻译。不要自欺。
Do not be deceived. God is not mocked.
人种的是什么，收的也是什么。
For whatever a man sows, that he will also reap.
看到吗？这里说不要自己欺骗自己。
Do you see this? Do not be deceived.
那么有一些另外翻译是说不要迷惑，不要自己被迷惑，不要自己迷惑自己。
There are some other versions that says, "Do not be misled, or do not even mislead yourself."
以为这一夜是不会临到你的。
Do not think that this night will not come upon you.
因为你拥有世上的成功，有很多的金钱，又有健康的身体，又有这个很厉害的头脑，你以为这一夜不会这么快来的。
You may have all the success of the world. You may have a healthy body. You may have an intelligent mind. You may think that this last night will not come.
你为什么这么自信呢？
How can you be so self-confident?
因为你的环境哦，你所拥有的，给了你一个假象，给了你进入了一种迷惑，迷惑你自己。
Because your surrounding and your environment has given you this supposed sense of security.
所以你认为你是没问题的，人家就是有问题，你就是没有问题的。
So you thought that others may have a problem, but not you yourself.
往往你说你没有问题的时候，你的问题最大，问就是有问题。
Very often, when you think you have no problem, that is when you have the problem.
而且问题非常大。
And the problem would be big.
往往你说不可能的，这个时候就是 绝对有可能的时候。
Very often when you think it is not possible, the possibility is always there.
所以圣经勉励我们不要自欺。
So the Bible exhorts us not to be deceived.
也有翻译说不要迷惑啊，受不要迷惑。
There are certain other versions that says, "Do not be misled."
因为神是轻慢不得的呀。
Because God is not mocked.
你种的是什么，你收的就是什么的呀。
Whatever you sow, that you will also reap.
这一节圣经呢，就是今天但以理书第五章的主要真理、主要信息。
This verse of the Bible is also the important message in Daniel chapter 5.
巴比伦国在这第五章里面灭亡了，一夜之间就灭亡了。
In one night, the Babylon kingdom was destroyed.
因为应验这节圣经说的，神是轻慢不得的。
It is to fulfill the word of the Lord that God is not mocked.
也应验这节圣经说，你种的是什么，你收的一定是什么。
It is also to fulfill the verse in the Bible that says, "Whatever a man sows,
that he will reap." 也应验这节圣经说，那个波沙撒王哦，自己欺骗自己，自己迷惑自己。
It is also to fulfill the Bible that Belshazzar he deceived himself and he misled himself.
所以但以理书第五章，我们用加拉太书这一六章七节作为开始，也作为这个这一节这一章的结论。
So we shall use Galatians chapter 6 verse 7 to as an introduction and as a conclusion as well.
好，我们看但以理书的第五章。
We turn to Daniel chapter 5.
请读一节到四节。
Daniel chapter 5 verses 1 to 4.
那这里一段呢，是我们叫它，我们把它第一个小主题叫做最后的晚宴。
We give a subtitle to this as the last night.
最后的晚宴。
The last feast. Sorry, the last feast. Verse 1, Belshazzar the king made a great feast for 1,000 of his lords and drank wine in the presence of the 1,000. Verse 2, while he tasted the wine, Belshazzar gave the command to bring the gold and silver vessels which his father Nebuchadnezzar had taken from the temple, which had been in Jerusalem, that the king and his lords, his wives and his concubines might drink from them. Verse 3, then they brought the gold vessels that had been taken from the temple of the house of God, which had been in Jerusalem, and the king and his lords, his wives and his concubines drank from them. Verse 4, they drank wine and praised the gods of gold and silver, bronze and iron, wood and stone.
这里我们看到波沙撒王哦，很快乐的宴请他的臣仆们，一千个大臣。
From here, we can see that Belshazzar made a, he was very happy and he invited this feast for 1,000 men.
就好像没有事发生，很平安这样。
It was as though nothing happened and there was great peace.
其实这段时间是非在战争时间在战争时期。
Actually, this is the period where they were having the war.
而且历史告诉我们，那个马代波斯的联合军团波斯帝国的军队已经把巴比伦城围起来了。
History tells us that the alliance of Medes and Persian army had already besieged the city of Babylon.
敌军就在城下，把整个巴比伦城围困。他们不当一回事呀，这个算什么呢？管他吧，我们照样喝酒吧。
The enemies had already surrounded Babylon, but this Belshazzar, he was not concerned about the armies there, and he continued with his feasting.
你知道为什么波沙撒王这么自信吗？
Do you know why Belshazzar was so overconfident?
有两件事情。
There are two points.
第一就是他们巴比伦的城墙非常的厚，非常的大，非常的坚固。
Firstly, the city wall of Babylon was very big, very strong, and very fortified.
敌军是没办法攻破的。
There was no way the enemies would be able to.
那个城墙哦，它的阔度哦，可以排列12匹战马这样平行排列，这样来走啊，12匹战马都没问题啊。
The width of the city wall is equivalent to 12 horses lined up together.
你想那个城墙这么厚，你怎么样攻得破呢？
The city wall is so thick. How can the enemies possibly attack them?
然后城墙外面有一条护城河，有一条河流，你要过这条河，你才能够到这个墙啊。你要过那条河，才能够到这个很强大的墙。
Before they even cross, even attack the city wall, they will have to cross this river.
So he 根本都不担心。
So they do not have to be worried.
你不是去围困了，我怕什么呢？
You can continue and besiege our city.
第二个让他自信的是什么？
And what is the second point that he was so confident about?
历史告诉我们，这时候那个波斯军队啊，已经把已经围困这个巴比伦城四年了，打仗已经四年。
History tells us that the Persian army has already surrounded the city for about 4 years.
四年了都攻不下，那第五年你哪还能攻得下？
Even after they surrounded the city for 4 years, and they were still not successful to attack Babylon.
所以他自以为是，这是攻不倒的，是不会失败的。
So Belshazzar thought that the city wall would never collapse.
这个就是我们常常说的骄傲或者狂傲。
This is what we often say, arrogance or pride.
或者说是轻敌，很轻视他的敌人。
Or they despise and belittle their enemies.
又是太过自信，太过自大，因此在这种狂傲、轻敌、太过自信、太过自大当中，巴比伦帝国灭亡了，就这样灭亡。
He was so egoistic and so overconfident that in this night, Babylon collapsed.
这是一个历史真实的事件。
This is what happened in history.
也是圣经真实的记录。
This is also the recording of the Bible.
巴比伦国呢是在这种狂傲、轻敌、自信、自大当中灭亡的。
The nation of Babylon was destroyed under this kind of overconfidence.
今天骄傲的人有多少，知道吗
？There were so many people who were proud today.
也有很多人哦，太过自信，很自信，很自大，以为自己非常厉害，很了不起。这些人也太多了，在我们生活上也太多了。
There were also many people that we can see today who are very overconfident.
他们狂傲的不需要真神的。
They are very arrogant and they think they do not need God.
信耶稣的人都是 有痛苦的人，有病的人，有问题的人，才需要去信神、信耶稣的。我们不需要了。
They think that those who believe in Jesus are those who are in pain and sorrow and have sicknesses and need God.
我们好好的，我们又有赚钱，又没有缺乏，怎么我们信神来做什么？
We are fine, we have our earnings. Why do we need to believe in God?
Babylon 帝国就是在这样的心态当中是灭亡的，你要知道。
It is under this kind of situation and attitude of the king that the Babylon.
你看那有一个国王在打仗当中地经围困了，还在那边宴大请宴，在摆宴席的，根本在那边欢庆的，在那边庆祝的。
Was there another king in history where the country was undergoing battle, warfare, and he was still feasting with his lord?
那更过分的呢，就是他饮到高兴的时候呢，就吩咐去用神分别为圣的圣殿器皿拿来饮酒作乐。
What was more extreme was that this king commanded that the gold and silver vessels that his father had taken from Jerusalem.
这样就是明明的羞辱真神啊。
He was clearly despising God.
把分别为圣的器皿玷污了玷污神的圣洁的器皿，弄脏了。
He defiled the gold and silver vessels that was consecrated to God.
你看他的心态，刚才是轻视敌人。现在他连天上的真神他都没有放在眼里，他是轻视真神。
Look at his attitude. On one hand, he was belittling his enemies, he was despising them. On the other hand, he was belittling God and despising God.
你就知道一个人骄傲起来啊，真的是很狂傲的，很可怕的。
You can see that when a person is overcome with pride, he can be so arrogant and haughty.
你看不起别人，你看不起别人那就算了。你也看不起真神吗
？He despises others, he despises his enemies, but can he also despise God?
所以我们现在明白一句话，叫做目中无神。什么叫做目中无神？这个就是了，眼里没有真神，根本没有神。
There is a phrase in Chinese that goes, "There is no God in their eyes."
虽然眼睛看到神的创造，这么多神伟大神迹奇事，伟大的神迹，也看不见神啊，这是目中无神。
Although they can see with their eyes the wonderful creation of God, yet they cannot see God Himself.
所以应验了有一句话这样说。
So it fulfills this phrase.
骄傲的人是没有神的。
For the proud, they have no God.
那么嫉妒的人是没有朋友的。
Those who are jealous have no friends.
愤怒的人是没有自己的。
Those who are angry always do not have themselves.
真的应验这句话。
This is to fulfill.
一个骄傲的人，他怎么可能会有神呢
？A person who is so proud Can they possibly have God in
the heart? 他本身他就认为他就是神，甚至比神更厉害，比神更伟大的，怎么他还会有舌去信神呢？
Deep in their hearts, they think that they are greater than God. How can they even believe that there is a God?
嫉妒的人怎么会有朋友呢？你的朋友好过你，厉害过你，你嫉妒他。如果他输过你，他差过你，那你就看不起他。那你怎么会这种情形？你怎么会有朋友呢？
How can a person who is filled with jealousy have a friend when their friend is better than them? Then he would be jealous of them.
那么愤怒的人哦，常常大脾气、愤怒的人是没有自己，结果把自己伤害了，把自己哦，把自己混糟掉了。
When a person is angry, is filled with anger, then he will tend to destroy himself.
这句话都应验在这个伯沙撒王的身上。
These words are fulfilled in Belshazzar.
那我们呢？今天的世人难道也不是伯沙撒王这样吗
？Today, aren't we like King Belshazzar?
更何况我们有许多人根本就不是王啊，根本就不是王啊，只是个普通人就已经这么狂傲了。
Some of us are not even king, but we are already so arrogant.
那么他一边用神的器皿来饮酒，那一边呢赞美那些偶像、那些假神啊。
On one hand, he is using these gold and silver vessels to drink wine from, and on the other hand, he was praising the god.
那些所谓的假神啊，偶像是用金银铜铁还有木头石头所造的那些假神，用石头做的、木头做的这些假神。
These false gods are made of gold, silver, bronze, and iron, wood, and stone.
那么你这样的态度不是明明在羞辱神吗？亵渎真神吗？在天上神，我就是不要拜他，我就是不要赞美他，我就故意敬拜那些假、那些木头啊、石头啊，我就是赞美这些东西啊，怎么样
？This kind of attitude, I do not want to worship the true God, but I only want to worship these gods of gold, silver, bronze, iron, and wood and stone.
这个心态是非常亵渎神的，不是小的事情，是非常严重的事来的。
And this is to tarnish the good name of God.
那你无知，很多人无知拜偶像，那是另外那个是因为他不懂啊，那没关系啊，那他不懂，他无知呀。
Some people they worship idols. They do not know. They are not aware that they are blaspheming against God.
所以他的行为，伯沙撒王的行为，应验启示录说的那只兽。在亵渎天上的真神，他就是这一只兽。
So what Belshazzar did fulfilled what is written in Revelation that he is a beast blaspheming against God.
原来启示录中的兽不是要等到启示录末后才有这些兽跑出来，每一个时代啊都有这些兽亵渎天上的真神，每一个时代都有。
The beast in Revelation does not appear only in the Revelation in the last days, but it will appear as and when.
这里说，他巴比伦帝国，他是设宴一千人来欢庆一千人。
Here it tells us that Belshazzar had this feast for 1,000 of his lords.
如果到波斯帝国的时候呢，哇，那更可怕了。那个亚哈水鲁王啊，他曾经每天设这种宴席款待15,000人啊。听好啊，15,000人每天。
Belshazzar had this feast for 1,000 of his lords, but we can see the King Ahasuerus of Persia, he every day he would have a feast for 15,000 of his lords.
如果你要了解他背景，你看以斯帖记一章三节到五节，你看那个亚哈水鲁王怎么样宴请。宴客，大摆宴席，你看他怎么样浪费。
If you want to understand this Ahasuerus, how he wasted his how he had this waste, how he wasted, then you can read Esther chapter 1 verses 3-5.
历史告诉我们是15,000人啊，他宴请。
History tells us that he invited 15,000 people every day.
一共七天啊。
And for 7 days.
好，那么一直到他灭亡的时候，到希腊帝国的时候，亚历山大大帝呢，曾经也是这样大摆宴席，宴请10,000人。
Right until his destruction, Alexander the Great from Greece continued to have this kind of feast, inviting up to 10,000 men.
我们说一山还有一山比一山高啊，一个比一个厉害，一个比一个够浪费。
We always say one mountain is higher than the other mountain. These people, one is more wasteful than the other.
当时的帝国就是这样的哈，这样的奢华宴的。
This is how the empires at that time wasted all these resources.
这些王都是帝国的大君王，巴比伦帝国、波斯帝国、希腊帝国。
All these kings, they are kings of these very powerful empires.
那就在他们欢乐，在罪恶中欢乐的时候呢，神的审判就临到了。
It is when they were having all this feasting that the judgment of God was meted out.
神的审判怎么样临到呢
？How did the judgment of God finally come?
请读五节到九节。
We read verses 5-9. Daniel chapter 5 verses 5-9. Verse 5, in the same hour, the fingers of a man's hand appeared and wrote opposite the lampstand on the plaster of the wall of the king's palace. And the king saw the part of the hand that wrote. Verse 6, then the king's countenance changed and his thoughts troubled him so that the joints of his hips were loosened and his knees knocked against each other. Verse 7, the king cried aloud to bring in the astrologers, the Chaldeans, the soothsayers. The king spoke, saying to the wise men of Babylon, whoever reads this writing and tells me its interpretation shall be clothed with purple and have a chain of gold around his neck, and he shall be the third ruler in the kingdom. Now all the king's wise men came, but they could not read the writing or make known to the king its interpretation. Verse 9, then King Belshazzar was greatly troubled. His countenance was changed and his lots were astonished.
就在他们狂傲最终欢乐的时候呢，突然间看到墙壁上有指头在写字，人的手指在写字。
It is during this
像人的手指在写字。
It is during these moments of feasting and happiness, and feasting that this king saw these fingers on writing on the wall.
这个波沙沙王看到这个手指在墙壁写字，变了脸色，心意惊慌，甚至骨头好像脱节，一直在打发颤呢。就是一直在发抖啊。
When the king saw these writings on the wall, he was so scared, he trembled, and his joints and his hips were loosened, and his knees were knocking against each other. He was basically trembling.
一直到第九节，还是非常的害怕。
Right until verse 9, he was still extremely fearful.
当然，其他的大臣、臣仆也一样的害怕。
And of course, the other lords were also in fear.
其实他们在怕什么
？What were they afraid of?
他们又看不懂那些字，那是写什么也不知道呀。
They were not able to understand the writings on the wall, and they do not know how to.
那你不知道他字在写什么，是那你怕什么东西呢
？And if they do not understand what is the writing, what is there to be afraid of?
而且他不只是怕，怕到那个骨头哦，好像破戒乞丐彼此相碰，一直在这样骨头跟骨头在这样相碰啊，发抖啊。
He was
很自然的，很自然的在发抖。
He was so afraid that the joints of his hips were loosened and his knees were knocking each other.
你看，神都没有讲话。
God has not spoken yet.
神也没有责备他，没有骂他，都没有，一点声音都没有呀。
God did not rebuke him. God did not reprimand him. No voice at all from God.
所以神要责备你，要让你害怕，不一定要开声音的，不一定要用声音的。他只是写字而已，一写字吧就吓死你啊
！When God wants to strike fear in you, He does not even need to say anything. He only needs to write on the wall.
当然，这个是很害怕才会骨头发颤啊。如果只是一般的害怕，不会骨头打颤的啦，不会。
Of course, Belshazzar was very, very afraid at that time, so much so that his joints, the joints of his lips were loosened.
我不知道你了解这种骨头哈、在相碰、彼此相碰的情形。不懂你能体会不体
？I'm not sure if you're able to understand this kind of situation where the joints of your hips were loosened and your knees were knocking.
读到这一段圣经，我自己本人是非常清楚的，我自己有这样的经验啊，骨头相碰啊，一直在那发抖啊。
I myself have this experience before, where the joints of my hips were loosened and my knees were knocking each other.
一模一样，第六节说脸变了色，整个脸色都变了，变得清白白的， 心一直在发抖，心一直在害怕。
It was exactly as written in this verse, verse 6, I was trembling and my countenance was so pale.
因为传道做过见证了嘛，就不用再讲了。
I think I have borne this testimony.
因为愚蠢啊，得罪神啊。
Because of my own foolishness, I offended. I sinned against God.
神生气的来警告我。
God was angered and he rebuked me.
你不要以为我做了什么大什么恶事了，不是。
I do not think that I have committed a very great sin.
但是在神来看就是恶哦。
But in the eyes of God, it is.
简单说，因为我已经报名参加这个传道班了，结果我逃避，不要去神学，不要当传道了。 神发怒啊，对我发怒。
At that time, I have registered, I have registered for the theological seminary, and in the last minute, I backed out. So God was angered.
啊，我要讲的就是这种情形啊，脸变色，心惊慌，骨头脱节。脚彼此相逢，我要谈要讲的是这个体验。
What I want to stress is this kind of experience where the countenance changed, joints of the hips were loosened, knees knocking each other, and the fear and trembling in the heart.
我的情形跟这里差不多都一样哦。
This is how I felt.
因为我也是坐在车里面看到神在写那个字在神的字在我面前出现哦。
I was driving at that time.
神在写字啊。
I was driving at that time, and I saw the writings in front of me.
但是神不是用来写的，那个字就好像荧幕这样，一个字一个这样在我面前这样出来的，一个字一个字这样出来，不是用写的，一个字一个这样出来的。
At that time, the words was not writing out, was not written out by fingers, but it was just fleshed out word by word.
嗯，那还有听到神这辈的声音呢、啊？你这无知的人啊！我现在就要你的灵魂，现在。
At that time, I heard God rebuking me, "You fool! Now I want your soul."
在这里呢，神根本没有不用责备波沙撒。
At this time, the Lord did not rebuke Belshazzar.
好，我们继续看下去。
We continue reading.
那神其实是写出他的罪状，他的罪。得罪神的罪状出来。
God actually wrote out the circumstances where Belshazzar sinned against God.
神这样写出他的罪状，就是说神出手了，神要施行审判了。
The reason why God wrote the sins of Belshazzar is because God wants to mete out judgment.
那么刚才这个波沙撒王的骄傲，那种狂傲，那种轻视神啊，亵渎神。那种骄傲在哪里的呢？跑到哪里去了呢
？Where then is the pride and arrogance, and how Belshazzar despised and blasphemed against God?
羔羊不发怒，神不发怒，没有人怕他，没有人能把神放在眼里，没有人。
When the lamb is not angered, or when God is not angered, then nobody will seem to be concerned.
就好像今天主耶稣，谁怕耶稣啊？骂他啦，吐口水他啦，羞辱他啦。哦、用脚踩他了，说很难听的话了。谁怕耶稣？谁会去怕耶稣呀
？Just like today, who is fearful of Jesus?、they will even mock at Jesus and trample him.
因为耶稣不发怒啊，羔羊不发怒呀。
Because the Passover lamb Jesus was angered.
可是启示录启示我们。
But the book of Revelation reveals to us.
到那一天的时候，神的大日来到，羔羊发怒了，主耶稣发脾气，发很大很大的愤怒，不是脾气哦。很大的愤怒哦，主耶稣。
On the day of the Lord, on the great day of the Lord, this lamb that is Jesus would be very angry.
那这个时候呢？那时呢？好多人就会像这个波沙撒王哦，脸变了色，然后一直在发抖，然后那边骨头相碰，然后不敢见主耶稣的面。那个情形就是，那天一定会到来，那一天一定会到来。
When that day comes, then a lot of people will be like Belshazzar. Their countenance will change, and their feet, their knees will be knocking each other, and their hips, the joint of their hips will be loosened.
所以今天哦，许多人不怕神，那一天一定怕。好像波沙撒王审判没有临到都不怕神，审判临到的时候，神都没有开口讲话，他是怕到半死。
Today, many people will not be afraid of God, just like Belshazzar. He was not afraid of God, but when the judgment of God has come, then he will be afraid.
那跟着他在做什么呢
？What else did he do?
第七节
，verse seven，
他就大声吩咐那些用法术的，还有观照的加勒底人那些所谓的专家测试全部招进来来解读这个字到底在讲什么。
The king cried out aloud to bring in the astrologers, the Chaldeans, and the soothsayers. Asked them to come in to explain what was this writing.
但是这些专家没有一个人可以解读这墙上的字。
All these astrologers, all these experts, they were not able to explain or interpret the writing.
但以理书常常让我们看到巴比伦国王养的这些专家这些教鬼的呀，这些算命的呀，这些看天象的呀。种种的这些专家不用的，没有用的。
In the book of Daniel, we often see that all these astrologers, Chaldeans, and soothsayers that the king has taken care of so well are actually quite useless.
平时高高在上，好像一整班专家，整班都是王养的， 哦，王请来的王身边的红人，哇，好厉害哦，好了不起哦，好特别哦。平时是这样的。
During ordinary times, they seem to be so special. They have they are high and mighty.
那当真正要用到他们的时候，没有一次用得上，没有一次能够解决王的疑惑。
But when their service is required, not even once were they able to interpret the dream of the king.
这不是第一次记录了呢。
This is not the first record.
你自己想想看，我们读但以理书读到现在第五章第几次了？请专家来，没有一个专家可以解剖，是第几次了？你自己算了，我都不好意思再讲了。
Can you count how many times, when the kings have these dreams or these writings on the wall, when he invited all these experts to come and interpret their dream? None of them were able to do.
也许这些专家、这些行巫术的、这些观照的。这些特异功能人士，这些 有特变能力的人士，也许对鬼、对灵界、对世界可以去欺骗，可以去迷惑，有他们的一套，有他们的邪术，有他们的能力。
Perhaps these astrologers, chaldeans, soothsayers, they are only able to do so in their evil realm.
可是他们对神的梦，对神的这种启示。对神的写的字完全没办法解决，完全看不懂。
But then they have no idea at all when it comes to the writings or the dreams that comes from God.
鬼给他的他就懂，从神来的他一点都不懂。
If it comes from the devil, then they will be able to understand. But if it comes from God, then they will not be able to.
所以这些人所谓的很厉害，可以预知未来，可以跟你算什么算这个算那个，从鬼来的，鬼来的他就可以知道喽。从鬼来的，从世界来的，他可以知道。
So all these astrologers and magicians and fortune tellers, they come from the devil, so they may be able to explain all this evil spiritual.
我们这样讲是有圣经根据的呀。
We have the basis of the Bible.
你看那个尼布甲尼撒第一次做梦的时候，神给他做的梦，他们就没办法解了。从神来的，他们就没办法了。
The first dream of God, of Nebuchadnezzar from God, they were not able to tell the dream and they were not able to interpret.
那么一直到第几章啊？到第四章的时候，神又给尼布撒尼撒王做梦，他们又没有办法了，因为又从神来的，又没有办法了。
In chapter 4, we can see that God gave Nebuchadnezzar another dream, and yet these astrologers and magicians were not able to interpret.
一直到第五章的时候，神写字从神来的，他们又没有办法了，从鬼来的，他们可能会有办法。
In chapter 5, we can see here that the writings on the wall were from God and they were not able to interpret. But if it is from the devil, then they can.
所以传道一直重复这个重点是什么意思呢？
So why do I need to repeat this?
我们有些信徒无知呀，哇，说你看这他们能预知未来啊，他们可以算出你发生什么事，算出你以前怎么样怎么样怎么样。我们现在都明白了，这些都是从鬼来的，他们就可以。从神来的，他们绝对不可以，绝对没有办法。
We have now understood that if it is from God, then these people, these evil people, will not be able to interpret. But if it is from the devil, then they will. So that is why some of our believers they were so ignorant and they believe why all these fortune tellers are able to tell all these fortune.
这样你听得出传道的重点了没有？
Do you understand what I'm trying to tell you?
他虽然很准，虽然讲得出来未来，从鬼来的啦，你信鬼讲的话。你跑去信鬼讲的东西啊！我的天哪、
啊！ Although some of
就算是准，也是从鬼来的呀，兄弟。
Although some of these sorcerers they are able to tell your future, but it may not be accurate, and it is definitely from the devil.、
我们要醒过来，知道吗
？We must be awakened.
好，我们有些年轻人喜欢贪玩啊，喜欢玩这种东西啊，
找
这些东西来玩啊，他们说玩一玩啊。
Some of these young people, they like to play with this kind of thing.
那当然，他们会找这些专家咯，这些知识咯，这些关照的咯，这些特异功能咯，这是什么东西？他们会找的呀。
So they will go and look for all these sorcerers, astrologers, and soothsayers.
但是他们没办法解啊、哦。
But they were not able to explain.
那王说，如果谁能解呢，就给他戴金链啊，穿紫色袍啦、啊，在国中除了波沙萨王外，他第三呢、啊。
So,
他第三最高的第三名。
So the king said, whoever is able to interpret the writing will be clothed with purple, have a chain of gold around the neck, and he will be the third ruler in the kingdom.
什么叫做最高的第三位？
What do you mean by being the third ruler in the kingdom?
为什么不是第二位？
Why not second?
当然不能咯。
Of course not.
因为这个波斯王上面还有个父王啊。
Because
above, 还有一个巴比伦，他的父王。
Above King Belshazzar, he has another he has a father.
他父亲把王位哈，把权力交给他，父亲跟儿子一起管理巴比伦，所以他是排第二，所以你只能够排第三哦，你不可能高过他吧？
So his father,
你只能够排第三哦。
Belshazzar's father, the king, co-reigned with him, and so with his father, and Belshazzar the second, and the next one is the third ruler.
等于说，除了王哈，父王跟王，这个波斯王下来就是你了。除了王以后，你就是最大的了。
So apart from the king's father and the king himself, and he will be the third in line.
这些位置要来做什么呢
？But what is the point of all?
再过几个小时哈，再到晚上的时候就没有了，你还要来干什么？排第一位都没有用啦。
A few hours later, whether even if you are the first in first, you are the first ruler in the kingdom, it will still be.
这件事情传到太后的这个中去，没有人能够解决这个问题。
No one was able to solve this problem, and finally the queen mother came to hear about it.
这是从第十节开始。
We read verse 10.
那太后呢？王后呢？她就也有说是王后了哈。他就来到这个宴会的地方，来叫波沙撒王不要怕，不要害怕。
The queen heard about this, came to the banquet hall and told Belshazzar not to be afraid.
因为在你的国中在巴比伦国中有一位有圣神的灵在他里头的人可以解梦。
She knew that there is a man in the kingdom in whom the spirit of the holy God is, and he is able to interpret the.
而且呢，他就是这些关照的、这些测试的、这刑法书的首领啊。他是管辖他们的呀，他是他们的领袖来的。
In fact, he was the chief of all these magicians, astrologers, chaldeans, and soothsayers.
王后介绍但以理能够解梦。
The queen introduced Daniel to this king.
那么可见得但以理到这个时候应该跟波沙撒王的关系不是很好，他也不想参加他不想参与他的一切宴会，但以理都不出席。
We can see that Daniel was not present in this banquet, and he did not want to do and have anything to do with.
这里所请的都是大臣啊，都是大官员啊。王宫的高官官员呢
？Those invited were the lords and those high officials.
但是但以理就不参加呀。
But Daniel preferred not to attend.
好，那他就请但以理来了。
So Daniel was invited into the banquet hall.
那但以理来了呢？他就跟但以理说：“你能够解梦，我就给你列位第三呐，给你最高的荣耀。”
So,
最高的地位。
Belshazzar told Daniel, "If you are able to interpret the writing, then you will be the third ruler of the kingdom."
那么十七节到二十四节
，verses 17 to 21，
这一段呢，就是波沙撒王回答但以理回答波沙撒王的那些回答。
These are the words that Daniel spoke to Belshazzar.
有七个重点。
There are seven important things.
时间关系，我们不读了。他的话有七个重点。
Due to time, we shall not read, but there are seven important
things. 第一，他不要王的奖赏。
He did not want the gifts of the king.
这些奖赏要来做什么
？What is it used? What is it for?
第二
，Second one.
当你述说神将他的父亲尼布甲尼撒王降为野兽的事，提醒他。
Daniel reminded King Belshazzar about what happened to King Nebuchadnezzar, how he was turned to a beast.
第三
third one.
但以理说，你既然知道父王这件事，尼布甲尼撒王这件事，那你为什么还不谦卑呢？你知道，你不是不知道。
The third one is since he knew that Nebuchadnezzar's heart was he had the heart of a beast. Why didn't he learn the lesson from him?
你都知道你的父王曾经发生这样被神赶出王宫啊，好像野兽这样啊，你知道的呀。
He knew that Nebuchadnezzar has been driven out of the palace by God.
第四个重点。
The fourth one.
你不单只没有谦卑，你还动用了神分别为圣的器皿来饮酒，来玷污神。
Not only did you not humble yourself, but you use the vessels of gold and silver from the temple.
这个就明明的得罪神。
To blemish, you blemish those things.
This is going against God. 得罪神啊。
This is sinning against God.
第五个重点。
The fifth point.
你又去赞美那些没有生命的偶像。
You praise those gods that is without life.
你就知道这些是没有生命的，是人雕刻的，是石头来，是木头来的。你为什么去赞美他呢？
You knew that all these are without life. They are only gold and silver, bronze, iron, and wood and stone. Why do you praise this?
第六个重点。
The sixth point.
你没有将荣耀归给真神。
You did not give glory to God.
第七个重点。
The seventh
point. 因此，就因为这六件事情哦。神就写字在墙上，把你的罪状列出来。
Because of these six things that you have transgressed against God, God has written all this on the wall.
包括神的写字这件事，一共七个重点。
So there are seven main points here, including the writings on the wall.
那么神审判的罪状到底是什么呢？
And what is the punishment of God?
就是二十五节到二十七节。
Verses 25 to 27.
丹以理的解释是什么呢？
What was the explanation given by
Daniel? 有三个重点。
There are three points.
第一，
First,
神数算你国的年日到此完毕。
God has numbered your kingdom and finished it.
请注意，神在数算你的日子。
God has numbered your days.
你却不知道你的年日还剩下多少。
You do not know how much time you have left.
你也不会去数算自己的日子。
And neither will you number your days.
但是呢，神却在数算我们的日子。
God is numbering our days.
这里讲很清楚啊，神数算你国的年日到此完毕，神在算啊，你的国，你的生命到底到哪里？
Here it tells us very clearly, God is numbering our kingdom. That means God is numbering our days as well.
我们应当有时间就要读诗篇九十篇十二节。
If we have time, we should read Psalms 90 verse 12.
那是摩西的祷告。
This is the prayer of Moses.
祷告什么呢？
What did he pray for?
神啊，求你赐我们智慧。
God, please give us wisdom.
好叫我们数算自己的日子。
That we may know how to number our days.
原来你能够数算自己的日子，能够知道自己的日子不长，这是一个智慧来的，是一个智慧。
It is a wisdom from God if you know how to number your days.
总之，就算你不数。神会替你数。
Even if you do not number, God will number for you.
第二个重点。
Second important
point. 你被称在天平里显出你的亏欠。
You have been weighed in the balances and found wanting.
那大家就要注意了，神会把我们放在他的天平里面称一称我们。
So we must take note that we will be weighed in the balances of God.
所以世人对你称赞很好，很多选票选你，哇，很多人拥护你，那不是标准，那个不是天平来的。
So,
不是很多人嫌你，很多人支持你，很多人称赞你，你就是好人啊，不是呀。
It doesn't mean you're a good man if all the people in the world were to praise you and to vote for you and to support you.
神把我们放在他的天平里面的时候，是好人还是坏人？是有亏欠还是蒙神喜悦？那就清楚了，那就知道了。那是标准的。
When we are placed on this, when we are being weighed on these balances, then we will know whether it is we are found wanting, and that is the real standard.
所以不要被人家的赞美人家的支持力迷惑了自己，以为自己真的是一位大好人了。
So let us not.
你也只觉得自己很好。
Let us not be deceived or misled by the support of other people and praise.
因为那个是人给你称的，人的天平称你的，那是不标准的。他这样支持你，当然也有他的目的的。没有了利益的时候，你没有照顾他说他会理你吗？我请问你，
so、
他还会支持你选票给你吗
？Those are only the balances of the people of the world. If one day you do not do according to what they say, they will not bother you anymore.
你一直责备他，你到了一直骂他，你一直指出他的错误，他会选你吗？你自己想想看啊。
If you were to rebuke them in the truth, do you think they will still nominate you?
他为什么一直在喜欢你呢？有原因的嘛。
Why do they continue to like you? They have a reason why.
所以大家注意了，每一个人，神都会把他放在神的天平里去称，包括你跟我。
So all of us, including you and me, will be weighed in these balances.
所以人家说你不好，你也不用太伤心。人家说你不好，你不是真的不好。人家说你好，你也不要太高兴，你也不是真的很好。
So when others say that you're not good, don't be too sorrowful. When others say you're very good, very bad, then don't have to be too sorrowful.
因为他们的话，他们的评断都没有标准的。
Because they have no standard in what they say.
因为那个不是天平，不是神的天平来的。
Because that is not the standard of God.
所以到最后呢，是天平说了算。称赞祭的时候，天平显示出什么就是什么，天平说了算。
So these are the.
说你是什么，你就是什么。
So these are the balances of God, and it will determine what you are.
但很可惜
you are found wanting.
哦，当被称赞神的天平的时候，都显出亏欠了，我们都显出亏欠神。
But very, very often when we are weighed on the balances of God, we will be found wanting.
第三个重点。
The third important
point. 你的国分裂归于马代人和波斯人。
Your kingdom has been divided and given to the Medes and Persians.
就是说神的审判就在今晚而已了。
So the,
到就在今这个晚上。
Judgment of God is only for that night.
那结果看三十节。
Verse 30.
当夜加勒底王波沙撒就被杀了。
That very night, Belshazzar was killed.
就在那个晚上。
It was on that night.
神的话非常的准确。
The words of God were very accurate.
哦，也不给他也不给他拖到明天去。
Belshazzar did not linger on until the next day before he was killed.
因为你的年日就到此完毕了，到今天就结束了。
Because his time has come. On that night,
那真的哦，一夜之间，巴比伦国就被马代波斯哈、来取代了。
So,
马代哈、这波斯帝国哈、毁灭掉了。
So true enough, that very night, the kingdom of Babylon was destroyed by Medes.
这些都是神写出来的这些字啊，这些预告啊，这些预言，这些预告。
This warning are the writings of God on the wall.
所以神的话带着权柄，带着能力，带着圣。
So the words of God carry with it power and judgment.
所以我们的福音哦，福音就是神的话，福音就是神的话。
Our gospel, the gospel of the church, which is.
所以当我们传福音的时候，传天国福音的时候，追溯福音的时候，里面就很自然有权柄的，福音里面就很有权柄的。
When we preach the gospel of the kingdom of God, it is inevitable that it carries.
福音里面就有能力的，福音是神的大能，就有能力的。
And the gospel of God, it carries power and strength.
而且福音就很自然的有审判的。福音一传下去的时候，它自然就有审判在那边的。
So this gospel also carry with it judgment.
啊，不是吗？福音传给了你，不信你不接受哈、罪就已经定了，不是吗？不信的罪已经定了，因为你不信。
If the gospel is preached to you and you do not accept, then you will be condemned.
那不是审判吗？罪定不是一种审判吗？审判你有罪吗？
Isn't this judgment? You have been condemned.
那你信就得救了，进入永生了。But, 那就得救了。那不是一种权柄吗？不是一种能力吗
？But if you believe, then you will be saved. Don't you think this is power and God's power?
所以请注意哦，神的话就是权柄，神的话就是能力，神的话就是审判。福音原来就是这样。
So please take note that the words of God is might.And power and judgment.
那有谁会相信三十节巴比伦帝国这么大的帝国，这么强的帝国，会一夜之间结束啊？谁会信啊
？Who would believe that such a strong kingdom as Babylon would be destroyed in one night?
比如我今天跟你讲，美国哦，现在全世界最强的国度、最强的军队就是美国嘛。你高兴也好，不高兴，最强就是他啦。
If I were to tell,
大家都同意吧。
Perhaps all of us will agree that the strongest power, the superpower, is U.S.
虽然这几年它的国力一直下降了，一直不断的下滑了，但它还是最强的，不是吗
？Although
它还是最强的。
Although their power and might has been declining over the years, yet they are still the most powerful.
你信它一夜之间美国整个会灭亡，整个国度会灭亡，你信吗？一夜之间哦。
Will you believe that in one night? U.S. will collapse.
或者你会相信哦，过几年后，或者十几年后，或者多少年后，但是圣经说一夜之间哦，谁会信巴比伦一夜之间？没有人会信的，波沙撒王自己也不信啊，跟你讲。
Who would believe that Babylon will be destroyed in one night? Even Belshazzar did not believe.
其实哦，在耶利米书啊。很早就预言巴比伦会灭亡了，只是大家没有去留意，大家没有放在心里。
Actually, it has been prophesied in the book of Jeremiah that Babylon will be destroyed.
请看耶利米书的五十一章
，Jeremiah chapter 51,
一节到二节
，verses 1 and 2.
耶和华如此说：我必使毁灭的风刮起来，攻击巴比伦和住在利加拉米的人。
Behold, I will raise up against Babylon, against those who dwell in Lebkamai, a destroying wind.
12节
Verse 12.
你们要坚立大旗，攻击巴比伦的城墙，要坚固瞭望台，派定守望的设下埋伏，因为耶和华只做巴比伦居民所说的话，所定的旨意已经做成。那时耶利米讲的时候，巴比伦还很强盛啊，
when,
还把那个耶路撒冷的居民掳到巴比伦去，还很强盛。
When Jeremiah made this prophecy, Babylon was still very strong, and they were still taking exile the children, the Jews.
但是耶利米先生就说神会毁灭他了，已经很早预言他一定被毁灭的。
But Jeremiah had already received the prophecy from God that Babylon would be destroyed.
谁信啊？
Who would believe?
谁把这些话放在心里、
Who would have placed this in their hearts?
所以不要骄傲。
So let's not be proud.
这么强大的国，一夜之间就灭亡掉，你不要骄傲。
Such a strong kingdom, they were destroyed in one night.
美国也好
，Whether it's U.S.
中国也好
，or China，
苏联也好，那个俄罗斯也好
，or Russia，
任何一个国家，英国什么国都好
，Whether it is U.K.
你不要骄傲。
Don't be arrogant.
神的审判临到，一夜之间、真的是灭亡了，什么都没有。
God's judgment will come, and in one night, everything will be destroyed.
但是启示录有启示我们。
But in Revelation, it tells.
将来的时候，耶稣再来的时候，巴比伦哈、这个世界，这个巴比伦再一次的要被毁灭，历史重演。
In Revelation, it tells us that history will repeat itself, and Babylon will once again be destroyed.
那请注意，神定巴比伦审判的一条罪状就是显出你的亏欠，你在天平里显出你的亏欠。
So, the important thing here is that when we are weighed on the balances, we must not be found wanting.
世界亏欠了真神的荣耀。
The people of the world was found.
所有的人亏欠了神的荣耀，都亏欠了神的荣耀。
Many people has fallen short of God.
所以神要审判。
That is why God wants.
那我们信主的，我们神的儿女。
But we as children of God.
我们有没有亏欠神呢
Have we been found one?
有没有亏欠神的荣耀呢
Have we fallen short of?
如果外面世界的人亏欠神的荣耀，神要审判他，那我们亏欠神的荣耀，难道神不审判我们吗
？If the people of the world has fallen short of God's glory and God wants to judge them, don't you think that God will also judge us if?
神是公平的，放在天平里面就是公平的。
God is just, and whoever is placed on these balances, it is just.
巴比伦帝国的最后一夜。
This is the last night of the Babylonian Empire.